You're listening to webmusic.co.uk.
Just saying to Dan, I never know exactly what to say at the start here, on these, especially on these cold sort of Monday evenings. We need to get the sound effect of like, what do you call it, a tumbleweed.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how the dynamic mics are going to deal with that noise, so.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, welcome to the show. If you don't know by now, me, Dan, Rogue, play loads of music, local music, and sort of unsigned stuff as well, little bits and pieces. But, yeah, as I say, never quite know what to say, so I think I'll start by playing some music. So this is actually Billy Skin's fifth, and it's called Electric Monsters.
Billy Skin's fit.
And Electric Monsters.
Do you like that one? Suitably mental as usual.
Yeah. I really like Billy Skin's fifth. I think the first time I ever saw them, I just didn't get it, didn't appreciate it at all. And then I grew to really, really like what they do.
Growers are always the best ones in the end, worth the effort in the long run, I think.
Yeah, nice. A band that sounds like B-movies.
Right, now we're broadcasting from Bancroft House in Hitchin, and just down the road from here, if we was to head, I think, north up Bancroft Road, if that's correct, you'd come to my old residence, which used to be affectionately known as Club 58. You know, as a little nod to Club 85. And yeah, I lived there with Charlie Frame from Rogue, a couple of other guys, Adam King, and our mate Legend. We moved out in recent years, but while we were living there, by the way, this was a huge, huge pad we had, but while we was living there, we got up to all kinds of musical mischief, one of them being this song, which we recorded in our lounge with my good friend Claire Humphreys. So we're going to play you a cover of a Tom Waits song. This is I'll Be Gone by myself, Claire, and an ensemble of people to help out with random bits of percussion and so forth. So, yeah, here you go. That was the Rogue Collective with Claire Humphreys on vocals, and we have to wish her a happy birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Claire.
Happy birthday, Claire. You're probably not listening. I think she's out with a meal with her parents. So. With a meal?
No. With
for a meal. Oh, I'm red lighting.
There you go.
Sugar.
But yeah, she can listen back to that when we send out the podcast.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that sort of kind of gypsy
cool.
vibe.
It'll come flooding back. It's been a while since I listened to it, actually. It all came back. The hilarity that went into recording that song, it was just absolutely nuts, because there wasn't actually a drummer for that song. We got bits of a drum kit and did each bit of the drums like separately. So we started with a kick drum. I think that's the first track we laid down, and that was just me like stomping on the kick drum for what was about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. And towards the end, you may have noticed me going, ah, my leg,
like, just putting a dunk
really
on it
quietly in the background, played around with a few sound effects as well. But yeah,
wicked. I'm surprised I don't actually know the Tom Waits song, considering all I've really done this week is listen to Tom Waits.
It's very, very different in sound. It's almost it's obviously the same song. We've played it in the same key and everything, but it's our version's a lot more kind of jolly sounding. His is quite dark, but equally as cool.
Oh, nice. Probably a bit gravelier as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wicked. Right, I want to play you a tune from the Cocapellis now. Cocapellis? I think it's Cocapellis, looking at the spelling.
Cocapellis, yeah, it's got that. I imagine if it was Cocapellis, there'd be another K in there.
Yeah, Cocapellis, they're from Bedford. They got in touch with me a couple of weeks back and, like, play this song on the radio. So here you are, lads, playing the song on the radio. This is Telecommunications. It goes out to the Cocapellis.
We'll be right back. been 17 for such a long, long time. I could cross Dakota if it meant that you, that you'd be mine. Careful anybody do you. You got issues, real big issues, but I can see free, oh. 18, I owe you. Forget about Camille on every new. Rides out forever like nothing ever happened, not even this, not even this. You got issues, real big issues, but you don't care for anybody, do you? You got issues, real big issues, but I can see free, oh.
Sneezing in that song, bless you. Who was that?
Kulax with Big Issues. It's the same title as their bless EP you. That they've got out. Yeah, Kulax. I was just having a look at their page actually.
Sounds like a futuristic drink, doesn't it? What, drink Kulax? Some Kulax.
Yeah, no, it's Kulax.
It's like really refreshing and laxative. Kulax.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah. Oh man. They missed a trick on the remake of Total Recall with that one. Could have been a little product placement.
That's a grim imagination you have there.
I try.
Futuristic laxative. The future now. Yeah, cool. Do
don't
like
get
the
left
Kulax.
Behind with Kulax. Sorry.
It's all good, Dan. It's all good. We were going to talk about mostly comedy. As I went along the other night with Sanchez and my friend Holly, and it was actually amazing.
Yeah.
Like, mostly
and
comedy.
I think, yeah, by talking about it, I'll actually get my butt down there, because I saw these guys when they first started out. I think it was upstairs at the George, weren't it?
Yeah.
Like years ago, and it was good fun. And I used to work with Steve F. Grave.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, way back. Is that him?
I believe. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh.
I'm getting it. Well, we had this whole conversation yesterday, and I've just looked at the photo and realised it's not the person I thought he was.
No.
Anyway, I'm still going to go and watch them, because they were hilariously funny.
I know they've moved around hitching everywhere from Bomboras to being upstairs at the George and now their little home at the Market Theatre. But when I was there, I think they said they'd done, it was the 73rd one that they've done.
73rd.
That's incredible. Yeah, I think it's amazing.
73 and I still haven't been.
Yeah, I meant to go, and I've been to a few before, but then I disappeared for a little while, came back. And noticed the thing that really caught my eye was that they had Norman Lovett, Holly from Red Dwarf. They had him performing, which
everybody's
often I miss.
Dead, Dave.
Everybody's
what?
Dead.
Kachansky.
Dave.
Everybody's dead, Dave. Everybody is dead, Dave. What a rimmer.
How many ways do I have to spell it out, sort of thing? But I do recommend that everyone does check out Mostly Comedy, because I love the Market Theatre, and I love the fact they're getting everything from like sketch comedy to traditional stand up comedians, and just kind of having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's a sweet venue as well. I've seen some gigs up there, and a bit of poetry and gigs when the October Game used to put their nights on down there with Mark Stapleton.
Oh,
it's got a really nice vibe, isn't it? Because you just kind of lounge around,
yeah,
have a glass of wine. Or
I
whatever.
Really liked it. We found the little bar upstairs, which is only open during show times.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really kind of cool, really colourful little place. Mm. But mostly comedy. They do it once a month. You'll see the posters up around town if you live near Hitchin or in Stevenage. But the next one is the 13th of December, and it's £8 to get in. But if you do want to go, I really advise you getting tickets beforehand, because it's popular. It gets rammed.
They tend to sell out, don't they, every time, yeah.
Yeah, we literally squidged into the last couple of seats available. So, yeah, I do recommend that you get your tickets. But we'll have a little bit more about that on another show.
Yeah, we're going to have a word with the guys and see if we can maybe get some kind of collaboration or just do an interview with them, because I'm sure interviewing comedians can have, you know, comedic results anyway. So that might be good.
Yeah, I'm sure that will work out. So Doggett and F-Grave, yeah, we'll be in touch.
Excellent. I just saw you queuing something up in the cart there. Is this going on next?
Yeah, that was the idea.
Okay.
Yeah, nice one. This is Conscious Pilots, which is sort of the rap, the militant hip-hop arm of the Shabby Tinkers.
Ah.
So, yeah, and this is...
Oh, is this... I don't know his name, the guy in the beanie.
Craig.
Yeah, he's a lovely bloke.
Yeah, he's a legend.
A bit scary at first when I saw him on stage, then I spoke to him afterwards. He's the nicest bloke in the world.
It's nicest man in rock and roll, but an intense chat.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. This is the Conscious Pilots, and Cannabis Drought.
Run out. I've been searching for more east, west to south. cannabis drought about. There's a cannabis drought about.
Conscious Pilots and Cannabis Drought. Well, indeed. We've all been there. Yeah, lovely stuff.
Yeah, so there's a gig coming up this Thursday at the Red Lion in Stevenage from 8 p.m. We've got Neil by Mouth supporting. Completely gone out of my head now.
The Defectors?
No, not the Defectors. No? That was last Friday. Sons of Guns.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Neil by Mouth supporting the Sons of Guns. We're going to play a track from each of these guys at some point this evening. Well, we're going to play Neil by Mouth now. I managed to hook up with him today and get this track off him. This is Filth Wizard.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you.
as if we need to reiterate the title of that track, it's Filth Wizard, if you hadn't guessed, by Neil by Mouth, as I said, playing this Thursday. That's the 22nd of November at the Red Lion in Stevenage, supporting Sons of Guns. And we're going to go straight into their recent single, Slept in the Car.
Have a look at our website at rogue music, or one word, co.uk.